All right, we're going to talk about the Indianapolis Colts 1 week away from the first round of the draft. What is Chris Ballard going to do? Trade up, trade down, stick at 15, maybe trade 15 for a veteran now that he's got $28 million under the cap? We're going to find out, and we're going to find out in a week, and it's really going to set the table for what the Indianapolis Colts are going to be in 2024, and I think they can be damn good. I talk myself into this. I do it every year. I make no apologies for it. Well, a little bit of an apology for it, but you know what? It makes the offseason interesting, doesn't it? To think that, hey, we got a shot. People who win the offseason rarely win in the regular season. We see it every year. 2 years ago with the Broncos, last year with the Jets. You win in March. It does not always set you up to win in September through February. That's for damn sure. We're going to talk about it and what Chris Ballard might do. We're going to talk about IU basketball. IU basketball with an interesting visit yesterday from Connor Asijan, kid from Central Noble High School up a little bit northeast of Fort Wayne. He went to Wisconsin, had a really good freshman year, not so good last year, had a back injury. Transferring, he kind of fits that need for the Hoosiers, and you know what I'm talking about. He can shoot the three. Now, does he want to come to Indiana after watching Indiana for 3 years under Mike Woodson completely eschew shooting the three? We'll talk about that a little bit. We'll talk about the IU football spring game, which is going to be played tonight for the first time in 5 years. Going to have a spring game. And we're going to talk about Greg Doyle a little bit, because how do you not? I don't want to talk about him. I don't read him. I pay no attention to him. When he's at media availabilities where I happen to be, I'm kind of like, oh, geez. All right, here comes a question that's all about him. And it, I don't know. His life revolves around him, and I don't think that's the way a columnist ought to operate. I think columnists ought to try to peel back the onion of the truth and tell us the truth. What he does is tell us about him, and I don't like it. And he went overboard yesterday, and so people are talking about him. We'll talk a little bit about him because I don't know how you avoid it. This is Breakfast with Kent for Thursday, April 18th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. MyBookie is the place where you win before you even play. Because with promo code Kent, K-E-N-T, hey, that's me. What you do, you put that in the field, and your sign-up bonus is good for up to $1,000. How about that? MyBookie, you can bet on anything, anytime, from anywhere. All right, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you thumbs up, like the video, like all the videos you watch. Because, it helps people who you help, and it doesn't cost nobody nothing. And if you want to make a donation, make a donation, leave a comment, question. We will share it with the class. All right, let's talk about sports on what is going to be a beautiful Thursday in Tillidan. Could get some storms tonight. That's our weather update from the Breakfast with Kent Weather Center. All right, Colts, on the clock, a week from tonight, picking right now at 15. Will, you could do two things. You could trade a third rounder and take on kind of a goofy contract for a team that's got kind of cap lows and they want to make moves. And all of a sudden, you got a pretty good football player who's ready to contribute right the hell now, rather than a third round kind of developmental guy. And you can take 15, maybe trade up from 15, go to 9, go to 8, and get a guy who can help immediately. Maybe you stick at 15, and all of a sudden you've got a guy who can help. Here's what Chris Ballard has done in the offseason. The least sexy offseason any 9-8 team has ever had so far. What he's done is re-signed everybody. Anybody who could leave, and he extended DeForest Buckner, which did two things. Guarantees that DeForest Buckner is going to be here through 2026 with the Colts and get some cap relief for 2024 to the tune of $14.4 million. So that lifts the Colts' cap number to $28 million. They got $28 million that they have available to spend this year. Now, it gets a little bit onerous next year. It's a little bit different. And you've got some free agents you might want to take care of, guys like E.J. Speed, guys like Ryan Kelly, maybe Mo Ali Cox. I don't know. Mo Ali Cox, I am still stunned that he's kind of on the roster. They have no dead cap if they cut him, and he's like $6 million, so or thereabouts, that neighborhood. So you talk about a position where you got a lot of guys. You know, you got four, if not five, tight ends who can all play a little bit. They all have flaws, but anyway, not to crap on Mo. Mo's a really, really nice guy. But that doesn't win football games. And what you've done in Indianapolis, what the Colts have been since Uncle Phil was here, as Michael Pittman Jr. called him the other day, you know what? You haven't gone to the playoffs. You just missed it. The Carson Wentz year, the Matt Ryan year, went completely weird as you wound up 4-12-1. And last year, 9-8, you were dropped kind of errant pass away from maybe getting in the end zone and winning the AFC South. So you've got everybody back. You've got Anthony Richardson coming back. He played four games last year. You've got Jonathan Taylor coming back for a full 17 if he stays healthy. If this team remains healthy, if they've got good health, you got a really good chance to win the AFC South, I think. I am not sold on the Houston Texans ascending to the top of the pack in the AFC. I think that's crazy talk. Everybody thinks that momentum is going to continue, right? You go from where the Texans were 2 years ago to where the Texans were last year. And we tend to draw a line that extends forever based upon that growth in a year, rather than seeing that everybody in the NFL at some point, minus the Colts in the 2000s and the Patriots for a long time, you know what? This comes to an end and becomes that. Receding to the mean is what the NFL is built to cause. The hard salary cap kind of mandates it, and that's the beauty of the NFL. Every team, every year, feels like they have a shot. That's a wonderful environment for a fan to be in. And looking at the Colts, all 22 starters back on offense and defense, the three specialist guys, Gay and Sanchez and Rhodes, they're back. You got everybody back. And you're going to add a draft class, and maybe you add Raekwon Davis was a nice addition. Joe Flacco, an upgraded backup quarterback. You know what? You got a team that's kind of under the radar sexy to me, especially if the next week and 9 days go like it could. You could wind up in this draft with three starting level players who push the 22 starters you already got, plus you're going to add undrafted free agents, plus you might make a trade that allows for that $28 million not just to sit in cap space, but become utilized to pay a player who for a year can be a really good player and contribute to wins. That's not a bad place to be. We crap on Chris Ballard a lot because, hey, under 500 is a GM, and right around 500 minus that 2017 year, which some are willing to forgive, I'm among those who want to forgive him for 2017. What's unforgivable, a couple of the drafts, and the continued mediocrity without answering it. So we'll see what happens. A week from tonight, I'm locked in. That's going to be fascinating to me to see what they do. I think healthy, they win the AFC South. I think they're the best team in the AFC South right now, but Anthony Richardson has got to stay healthy. Elijah Malone, he visits IU today. Good. Connor Asigian was there yesterday. Really good three-point shooter, really good shot maker. They need a shot maker. You got guys. You got Umar Ballo, right? And that is a really, really good get. And that happened a couple of days ago as a result of his visit. And maybe Connor Asigian joins him as a part of this transfer class that's really shaping up to be quite good for the Hoosiers. Aaron Torres' podcast yesterday kind of said, you know what, this could wind up, if they get Kenan Carlisle, could wind up being the best roster in the Big Ten going into the 24-25 season. We'll see. Those are big words. But Aaron Torres, I like Aaron Torres. We don't know what this is going to be, right? We don't know what Rice is going to be in the backcourt. We don't know whether Carlisle's coming. We don't know whether Esiason's coming. We kind of know what Paolo is going to be because Paolo has always been sort of that 13-10 guy. But good offseason for Mike Woodson so far. The football spring game tonight, 8 o'clock. Gates open at 6:30. East stands only. Free food and drink while they last. This is the first spring game in 5 years. It's going to be interesting to see what Rourke looks like at quarterback versus what Cherry looks like at quarterback versus what Davis looks like at quarterback. The thing with watching a spring game is you're comparing kind of Hoosiers to Hoosiers. So if one Hoosier looks fast against another Hoosier, is he going to look fast against Ohio State? Is he going to look fast against Michigan or UCLA? Those are the questions. By the way, the schedule for Indiana, quite favorable. All right, let's talk about what happened yesterday at the Caitlin Clark media availability. Greg Doyle makes this thing that Caitlin Clark does with her family. She says, "You like that?" He says, "I like that you're here." She says, "I do that with my family after every game." He says, "You do that with me, and I'll be happy." I want to get this exactly right. So I'm going to read exactly what he said, which is, tell you the truth, a bit of a bother. Start doing it to me, and we'll get along just fine. So, of course, people get upset by this. And then Greg, as he is wont to do, writes a column about that because that's what he does. When he gets an opportunity to make it about him, that's what he does. He makes it about him. I find this nauseating. I don't like that in a columnist. I think what a columnist ought to do is uncover stories of interest and peel back the onion to reveal the truth. And that's not what he does. He is self-immersed. He's in his own world and enjoys living in it. And so he goes to an event like this and he makes it about him. People aren't talking about Caitlin Clark this morning. They're talking about Greg Doyle. And that's true across the country, on social media, everywhere else. And that's really a shame. That's not his job. That's not what he should do. Apologizing for not doing his job well, I don't know what good that does. He does this all the time. When he's at a Colts media availability, he asks questions that are about him, makes the question about him. They're icky. And people use the word cringy to describe yesterday with Caitlin Clark and the Greg Doyle interaction. It was cringy, but it's always cringy with Greg Doyle. If you're a young media person, do not look at Greg Doyle as an example of success or what you want to be. Brad, thanks for not adding the creepy tone. Yeah, I can't do that. I'm not going to perform as Greg Doyle. You know, what he is kind of an empty vessel without a true north. And does he like sports? Does he not like sports? I have no idea. What he thinks his job is to engage response. And that this has engaged response, I think he sees yesterday as a net win for himself and his brand. And that's really a shame. The only way to stop a guy like Greg Doyle from polluting our media landscape is to stop talking about him and stop consuming him. And so I've done that. I haven't read him in forever. And this is the only time that I've talked about him, and hopefully it's the only time I will talk about him. But I think what he did yesterday was absolutely beyond the pale. An embarrassment to journalism, and an embarrassment to the Indianapolis Star, an embarrassment to sports media, and it was embarrassing to Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever and Pacers Sports and Entertainment. And I don't know what you do about it. I don't, you know, this cycle of self-involvement, self-immersion, I think is just pathetic. And you know what? It is what it is. If he gets clicks, I guess he wins. So don't click. You don't like him? Don't click on them. Let's celebrate some birthdays. Talk about something a little happier. My wife had him nailed, Jump Street. Jump Street. First time I had him on the radio show, she's like, don't have him on anymore. And I should have listened. Kevin Luoma, happy birthday. Dan Kronberg, happy birthday. John Wiley, Samuel Gregory, Donnie Kaufman, Michelle Viejos Rice, love Michelle Rice, Jim Stansel, happy birthday. The great Cameron Coney, celebrating a birthday. And Lana Humphreys, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, celebrate somebody else. Make life a little bit better for somebody else. Don't make life worse by being a cringy human being. Don't do it. Be a good person. Lift people up. We'll talk to you later today on the radio in just a couple of minutes. WGCLradio.com and this afternoon inside Indiana Sports. Now. And at 10 o'clock, you know what? Ryan Kelly going to talk to us about stuff, about the Indianapolis Colts and about his looming contract extension, we hope. Talk about it later today. How about 10 o'clock?